It's Good Friday, April 19th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Back in 2015, the Syrian town of Kobani was at the center of the fight by U.S.-led forces against ISIS that culminated in the defeat of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria last month, reports Reuters. Now, Muslims in Kobani are turning to Christ as the Muslim violence has left them disillusioned with Islam. The new Christian population has opened the first evangelical church in the town last year. Please pray for these new believers in the church in Syria as they rebuild after the devastations of ISIS. British Christian school assistant Christy Higgs has been fired for protesting the transgender lessons being taught at her son's school run by the Church of England. Farmer's School in Fairford, Gloucestershire, dismissed Higgs over supposed illegal discrimination. Higgs said, quote, "I hold these views because of my Christian beliefs, beliefs and views which are shared by hundreds of thousands of parents across the UK," end quote. After a two-year-long independent counsel investigation by Robert Mueller into whether or not President Trump colluded with the Russians in their attempt to impact the 2016 presidential campaign, Attorney General William Barr had this to say as he released a redacted version of the 448-page Mueller report yesterday morning.
As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign. There was no evidence of the Trump campaign collusion with the Russian government's hacking.
No wonder President Trump tweeted a Game of Thrones-inspired picture with the text, quote, "No collusion, no obstruction. For the haters and the radical left Democrats, game over," end quote. As President Trump welcomed wounded warriors to the White House yesterday, he said this.
They're having a good day. I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction. There never was, by the way, and there never will be. We do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say, and this should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, wounded warriors. This should never happen to another president again. This hoax, this should never happen to another president again.
Yesterday morning, North Carolina Democrat Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a bill that would require abortionists to provide basic medical care to babies who are born alive after a failed attempt to kill them. This came days after the measure was approved by the legislature. My heartfelt thanks to the following newscast listeners who took the time to take a stand urging Governor Cooper to protect these precious babies. Eric Lopez, Christy Hightower, Savannah Ferreira, Jeff Berg, Steve Neal, Alana Clay, Zena Schultz, Olivia Gonkus, Elijah Hubler, Hannah Chandler, Carl Williams, and Don McCullen. Sadly, to his shame, their pleas fell on deaf ears, not unlike Pharaoh. In McCullen's email to Governor Cooper, he said, quote, "Just admit that sexual liberation is more important than a baby's life, no different than other pagan cultures," end quote. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." The Barna Group released its 2019 State of the Bible report this week in partnership with the American Bible Society. The study found that 43% of Americans interact with the Bible frequently, while over 45% do not interact with the Bible frequently or at all. However, that percentage of people disengaged with the Bible has fallen from 54% compared with the previous year. About 60% of U.S. adults say the Bible has transformed their lives. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And finally, French President Emmanuel Macron announced an ambitious plan to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in 5 years after it nearly burned down on Monday. Already, hundreds of millions of dollars have been pledged toward the project to rebuild the 850-year-old cathedral, France's most visited landmark. Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, wrote, quote, "One of the first pictures from the interior of the cathedral after the fire was extinguished was the cross still standing above the altar in the middle of a pile of charred debris that fell from the cathedral's roof. I hope this will draw France and their European neighbors, who were once the vibrant custodians of the Christian faith, beyond the symbolism to the substance of the cross. May we all look to the cross not as an old relic of the faith from generations departed, but as a celebration of hope found through the Savior that hung on it." End quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Good Friday, April 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.